What if, when you got married, along with promising to have and to hold, you held on to a divorce insurance policy? It's something called wedlock insurance. John Logan of North Carolina came up with it. He's the founder of Safeguard Guarantee Corporation, which sells it. They just started in August, and they've signed up a handful of people. Here's the way it works. You can buy a plan before or after marriage, and it pays out once a divorce is finalized. It works the way other types of insurance do. You buy a policy based on units. The more units you buy, the bigger the payout if you get a divorce. I told John that it sounded like a bit of a bad start, getting divorce insurance for a marriage.
People say that about prenups, too, but we're seeing more and more people get prenups these days, and you don't have to be rich to get a prenup. And the reason is because statistically, if you look at what happens to people these days on an ordinary basis, first marriages are failing at a rate of about 32%. That usually happens in about the first 8 years. And then there's this lull for a few years, and then after year 20, a lot of those marriages disintegrate. Second marriages, on the other hand, that's two out of three that fail, 67%. And if you're talking third marriages and beyond, then it's 72%. So, you know, it may not be the right thing for somebody who may not be doing a prenup on their first marriage, but, you know, if you look at things pragmatically and say, you know, I'd like to cover my basis, then yeah, it's a smart move for anybody.
Are you at all worried, first of all, you know, given the statistics, again, that you're not going to be able to pay out when people start asking for their money, but also, what's to prevent couples from saying, you know what, we're 10 years into this monthly payment, we've got a lot stored up here, let's just get a, you know, quickie divorce, we'll still stay together and collect on that policy?
Well, there's really nothing to prevent people from doing that, aside from the fact that it's, you know, not the most ethical thing in the world,
right.
But the reality is that if, in fact, people were to do something like that 9 times out of 10, what we're going to find is we're going to make money on them anyway. Because don't forget, we've had that money all that time, and we've been investing it and so on. So, you know, am I worried about the reserves being in place to pay out our claims afterward? No, I'm not at all. The actuaries look at that way before they allow us to go forward with a plan like this.
Well, and why are you going forward with it? We understand it has something to do with you having had a divorce.
Well, Robin, I'll tell you, I went through what I would consider to be a world-class ugly divorce. And when everything was said and done, I took a look at my situation and realized that I was broke, that I had spent way too much money on attorneys, that I was going to lose my home, and I ended up losing my job as a result of my divorce as well. So, you know, when you look at my situation and compare it to others that have gone through divorce, I'm not that far off from the norm.
Well, but now listen, I understand you're engaged and going to be married again.
Right.
How does she feel about this?
Well, I mean, she kind of signed up for the deal when we met. She knew what was going on and so forth, but she's been married twice already before. So, you know, she understands completely, probably better than I do.
Well, Time Magazine did some of the math, and they pointed out that if someone had bought 10 units of this divorce insurance and then gotten divorced after 10 years, you would have paid out a little over $19,000, but you would have gotten back $27,500, and
right.
That might have helped pay for things like attorney fees.
Right, and they could use the money for anything. If you want to call it a forced savings plan for the potential of divorce, that's what you can call it. But what the reality is that, on average, people lose 77% of their net worth when they go through divorce. That will break just about anybody.
That's John Logan. He's founder of Wedlock Divorce Insurance. It's taking out an insurance policy to protect you in the event of divorce. And he's been speaking to us from North Carolina. John, thank you, and I wish you well and hope you don't have to use this.
Me too, Robin. Thanks for having me.